We're at the Graduate Employment Conference in Leeds, and I'm with Keren, who was just on a panel discussion at the end of the morning session. And Keren was just talking about how she got a new job, and I just wanted to ask a couple of questions. Firstly, can you just describe how you're just graduating and you've managed to get a new role? How did you find that role?
So first, just to give a bit of background, when I was looking to find a job, I applied to go to an UN conference called True Leeds last year. And when I was there, I learned a lot about recruitment and what employers are looking for, different things like getting into the market, writing a blog, and getting on social media was the most important thing. So what I decided to do was go away and do my LinkedIn profile and really optimise that so that recruiters could find me. So I was putting key skills in, job descriptions, and you know, roles that I actually wanted as well. I was also using Twitter to network as well and put my CV out there, and I built an online version of my CV, like a website of it, so it's a bit more interactive as well. Essentially, a recruiter found me on LinkedIn from those keywords and approached me with, you know, sort of my dream job, you know, the exact industry I was looking for, and a big, you know, a big organisation as well. So it was all through LinkedIn, really.
So, and how does that compare then with the kind of advice you were getting from your university about how you go about finding work?
There's definitely a huge gap. I'd say that the advice I was given from university was centred around covering letters, which I think everybody hates, about writing CVs as well, you know, writing letters to employees, and there was a sort of attitude that was enough, and if you went out and, you know, you did that you'd get some good results. But unfortunately, it's not the case. I think employees, as we found out today, they do recruit on attitude. And it's not just about writing a letter, you know, you've got to do something extra special to stand out, you know, you've got to get yourself out there, certainly using social media, writing blog posts about the industry you want to be in, and expressing an opinion is a really good way of showing employees, I think, that you understand the industry and that you're passionate about the subject. And as well, getting out to conferences, networking with people as well. We weren't told about that sort of thing in university, I think, which is a real big shame, because it helps to improve your confidence, and you make some really good contacts as well for the future.
So it sounds to me, from all that you just said, that career services need to start understanding social media tools and the types of events that you need to be attending. Is there anything else you might add?
Certainly, I think that the careers service was brought to us. I did a 2-year foundation degree and a 1-year top-up, and it was only in the last year that we were really approached about careers, and I think that was a really big mistake. I'd already been working for free for a company as a marketing manager for 2 years by then, because I realised at the beginning that I needed to do something, you know, to stand out. And I think that the careers service and their job, you know, in the university is to tell people as soon as possible, you know, if you want a good chance of getting employment at the end of this, you're going to have to start thinking now about, you know, what you want to go into and the sort of role that you want.
Keren, thanks very much.
Thank you.